Paul Egan. It writes for the Detroit Free Press. He works out of the Lansing Bureau, and he's on the other end of our line. Paul, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Great story that you have in today's front page of the Detroit Free Press. It's always interesting to find out the story behind the story. We knew that Bob King had a different type of attitude and was very progressive and open-minded when having talks with the Big Three and other automakers that the UAW has partnerships with. But the story you wrote in today's paper, as I just mentioned, about how Bob King and Governor Rick Snyder had some dialogue and found some common ground, I thought was very interesting. Tell us about this story.
Well, it's the state employee unions in Michigan recently got new contracts, and negotiations have been going on for a long time. As you might remember, last year was a pretty bad year for public unions in Michigan and elsewhere. You know, they were paying higher health insurance premiums, more for their retirement costs. They hadn't got a raise, and they were generally, you know, being kicked around for more concessions. They gave up, I think, $145 million in concessions. So things had kind of hit a wall when the leader of the union coalition went to Bob King because she knew that he had a relationship with the governor and said, you know, do you think you could get us a meeting with the governor? And King arranged that, and basically King and Snyder and a couple of other people sat down and broke the impasse.
Tell us about what was discussed and what was done to break that impasse.
Well, what's really interesting to me, Tony, is how some of the lessons of the auto industry seem to be rubbing off on state government. A few years ago, the auto industry in Michigan was broken. The two Chrysler and GM were in bankruptcy, and what happened is they kind of right-sized their wages and some other things, and they actually made some arrangements that gave workers more input into what was going on in the workplace. And you know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people think state government is broken, and now we've seen benefits reduced. Some feel they've been right-sized, and what you seem to be seeing here is them saying, you know, we're going to take the union seriously. That seemed to be the important thing to the union here, much more than wages or anything else. This idea that the government was going to take their ideas seriously. They'd come out with a report this year on how they thought state government could save money, and Snyder basically embraced at least the idea of that report, and they've set up some committees where union people will work with administration officials on trying to find more efficiencies in state government.
I thought that it was interesting how Cindy Estrada, who's the UAW vice president, went to Bob King and basically said, look, we've got some challenges. I don't know if we can get past. We need the big dogs to come in. And she was able to get Bob King to sit down with Rick Snyder. And something that you wrote really stuck out, that those two were able to talk about creative problem solving and solutions aimed at making government work more efficiently for citizens, much like you would in business. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it does seem like you said, Tony, that Bob King is certainly a different type of union leader than many of the UAW leaders we've seen in the past. And in a lot of ways, although he comes from a business background, Governor Snyder is probably got a different mindset than many business leaders, in that, you know, as a venture capitalist and before that a Gateway computer executive, he's never worked in a unionized environment, I don't think, and perhaps he doesn't have the mindset that some people might have, where, you know, when you get into some of these difficult union management relationships, the first instinct is to say no and to be resistant. He seems quite open-minded to, you know, to discussing ideas.
When you talk about creative problem solving, can you give me an instance or two?
Well, one of the things that's happening now in the auto industry is workers have actually been able to bring contracted work back into the plant, and they've been able to do it by, you know, not by, you know, demanding it or threatening to strike, but by actually putting together a plan and saying, look, here's how we can actually do it cheaper here at Ford or GM than you can get a contractor to do it. And state government workers who are very concerned about privatization and putting more state government jobs out to private contractors, they're looking for a chance to do the same thing. You know, if they can't do it cost effectively, they're not going to be able to make the argument, but they do want a chance to be able to say, look, here's a plan where we can actually do it cheaper than you can get it done by this contractor you want to hire.
Well, it's a fascinating story, Paul. It's in today's Detroit Free Press. Just go to freep.com, look up Paul Egan. Merry Christmas, Paul. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks. You too, Tony.